Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third and the final week of deep winter. The recent storm got me thinking about a fierce Christmas rain and windstorm just a few years ago. And after the turbulence passed, I went outside on the back porch, and then I noticed a butterfly, an orange Polygonia comma, perched on the head of the small stone crucifix that one of my sisters had given the family some years ago. Now, I'm a wavering and superstitious Christian, easily swayed by signs and sacraments, and so the appearance of the Polygonia on a crucifix in the wake of a freak rainstorm on Christmas morning was bound to trigger some uneasiness of spirit. The nature of my discomfort was hard to name, and all kinds of associations passed through my mind for the next several days. On the one hand, I knew that this Polygonia Nativitatis, as I named it, belonged to a hibernating species, and it spent the winter here as an adult. So it was, I reasoned, no great surprise that the unseasonable weather had forced it from its retreat. On the other hand, I could not stop wanting this butterfly to mean something. Was it one of those minute butterfly of effect variables that might influence the entire climate of the world? Was this the butterfly whose wings would set off tsunamis and cyclones in the Indian Ocean? Was it an Isaiah of global warming? The Polygonia remained on the stone crucifix for 3 days, seemingly indifferent to the cold. Then when I went out to check it on the fourth day, the temperature at 16 degrees, the butterfly was gone. That night I was reading from Zen master Shunryu Suzuki. "Nothing comes from outside your mind," he wrote. And I remembered, too, what a monk at Gethsemane Abbey had told me. "Epiphanies take time to unfold," he said. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late winter. In the meantime, if you see a butterfly these days, what could that mean?
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.